It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. A little song about Old Man River there from the Doobie Brothers. This is Andy in the Afternoon. I'm Andy. That's Christian right over there.
Hello.
We're going to learn something together.
Are we?
We're going to join hands and learn something about rock. The rock history they don't teach you in school.
Can we do it without joining hands?
No.
I'm fairly sure the employee manual states that I do not have to hold your hand at any point.
No, you're going to come over here and sit on my knee. It's going to be nice.
I'm going to learn more than something, I guess.
Do it in just a minute here on 100.3 The Sound. I think we have time for one from Rush. So Neil Peart used to ride a motorcycle behind the rest of the band?
Yeah, when they were on tour, he generally didn't get on the tour bus. He would get on his motorcycle and he would ride to the next town on his own.
Here's Geddy and Alex talking.
He's very cautious.
Yeah, he doesn't take unnecessary chances, and he's a very responsible motorcyclist.
I mean, he rides 20, 25,000 miles a tour.
I would do it, but I would kill myself in the first day. Like, really, like, instantly, I would get on
like
the motorcycle, I would drive straight into a wall.
Yeah, it'd be like that scene from Pee Wee's Big Adventure where he's at the biker club.
I would drive right into a wall or a car or something.
Let's let him go! I'm Geddy. Well, you hear that sound, you know the fun is about to happen.
Yeah,
don't
every
you?
Time. Yeah. It's like Pavlovian.
Hey, it's Andy from Andy in the Afternoon. Thank you for being part of the heartbeat of the Southland. This program right here, it's happened in such a short time. My head's still spinning. I know Christian's head is spinning. But coming up in just a moment, we'd like to share with you some things that your mother never told you about rock and roll. Or maybe she did, but you didn't listen. But she was telling the truth. I'm going to go into detail. The classic rock time capsule is what's coming next.
Does anyone have any idea what you were just talking about? I mean, is it
the classic rock time capsule?
Oh, that's where we were heading with all that?
Yeah.
So that's what's coming up next.
Yeah, coming up next. We're going to talk about rock history, but not in the old staid, stuffed shirt way that you're used to hearing about it.
Man.
I think
you're new here?
The puppy monkey baby should be a harbinger of that.
It is.
It's next on the Sound. Let's jump into the time capsule here on the Sound.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Welcome to it. It is Tuesday. It's July the 12th, 2016. And I promised you to look at rock history like they don't teach you in school. Well, let's see about that.
Is that why you're taking your pants off?
That's all right, Mama.
No, I did that for my own enjoyment.
Oh, thanks.
That's all right, Mama.
So, for instance, we were just talking about the song the other day. Did you know that Sun Records founder Sam Phillips didn't initially plan to make a star out of Elvis Presley? Sam originally wanted Elvis to cut demos of songs for other artists to record. He thought, well, this kid sings okay, and he's young. He worked for Chips, so why don't we have him cut demos and give them to other artists? But pretty early on, like after that song explodes on the radio one night, he discovers this 19-year-old kid is the perfect person to bridge that gap between black and white music. So, this day in 1954, Sam Phillips signs Elvis to a contract at Sun. Same day, Elvis puts in his notice at his day job. He's a truck driver for the Crown Electric Company. I love that. So, on this day in 1969, the Beatles peak at number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart with The Ballad of John and Yoko. But did you know that this song is banned in a lot of radio stations in America? You know why?
Why?
It's one word.
Christ. Well, what word?
Christ.
Christ.
That one.
Christ.
Christ. It's just that one word.
Christ.
Yeah, exactly. Christ. The reason is, well, the Beatles had just gone through a whole bunch of stuff, and you can only imagine that after people were not happy with...
Well, more popular than Jesus. Well, more popular than Jesus.
More popular than sneezes?
Yeah, more popular than sneezes.
That they wouldn't be happy with.
No.
So, a lot of radio stations are not happy with that.
By the way, those sound bites are incredible, Andy.
This
well
is
done.
Old material, my friend. See, I told you, they don't teach you this in school.
No, they don't.
But that song was their final number one in Britain.
Huh.
And this is the day in rock history that Electric Light Orchestra tops the UK singles chart for the first and only time. What song would you guess?
Crich, I have no idea.
No, you don't? You wouldn't have, like, Living Thing?
Do you want my love?
That's a good one. Do you? That's a good one.
Right.
Evil Woman, you think?
Yeah,
don't bring me down?
Nope.
No, it's none of those. The year is 1980, and the song is a duet.
Oh, yeah. I was in England when this came out. It was massive.
It was huge. It was
huge.
Number one.
Yeah.
Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
The love that we can from the amazing motion picture of the same name, Xanadu. There's Jeff Lynne in the background on that. It's the only number one single that they have, Xanadu, a duet with her. And I say amazing because Olivia is as hot as Arizona asphalt in that movie.
Crikey.
I just watched a long bit of it in the other room.
Is that what you were doing in there before I came
in?
Yes. That was uncomfortable.
I was toweling off.
Yeah,
but the movie plot is garbage.
It's
a joke. But that song, ELO's only number one single in England or U.S. for that matter. And I'm thinking maybe we let ELO play us out. This is off the next album that they put out after Xanadu. This is called Time. Respectable top 10 around the world. Hold on tight. Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule. You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon on The Sound.
Can you put your pants on now?
Crikey! Hey, you got a birthday today.
Yeah, who's?
Christine McVie.
Christine McVie. Christine McVie. Yeah,
rings
it's not
a
ringing
bell?
Any bells. No. What
you know
do?
What her name, her maiden name was?
What?
Perfect.
Was it really?
Christine Perfect.
No.
Yeah.
I'd have kept
She's
that
perfect.
If I was her.
73 today. Happy birthday, Christine. This is The Sound.
You're Andy Perfect.
Here comes the trolley. I'm Mr. Owl.
There's a whole show going on in your head that nobody else partakes in, really.
You right? guys hear it too?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
You're the only one.
It just sounds like the land of make-believe, the trolley.
Oh, I got it.
You don't like Mr. Rogers.
I didn't grow up with him.
There's something wrong with
him. I grew up with the Wombles, mate.
Round one, fight.
All right, it's Song Fight every day at 3:40. We each pick a song, and then you tell us which one wins with your texts.
What LA team from the college sports world have you decided to pander to with today's choice, pal?
You know what I decided to do today is play a wonderful nugget of music
Nougat?
That is rarely heard on the radio anymore. It's a little number from Mr. David Essex called Rock On.
It's a great song.
Love this bass.
Did you ever see him in the movie Silver Dream Racer?
No. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey,
dirty.
Rock on, rock on, ooh, my soul.
Good stuff. You want to text A to 21003. You want to hear David Essex rock on the 6 o'clock hour.
Stereo bass on that?
So good.
Crazy.
What did you choose, good sir?
Well, Andy, I thought that I would go with the... Did you know that the entire UCLA basketball team played acoustic guitar on this track?
You're snarky.
No, I'm just being... Oh, I don't have it plugged in. Did you remind me to plug it in?
No.
Yeah, see, that's what happens when you don't... Hold on.
I'm not your wet nurse.
It's live radio.
How about if I just play the hook? Would that be all right?
Yeah.
Okay, there
do
we go.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Ah, some Beatles.
Yep.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Shooting fish in a barrel, are we?
You don't hear this one on the radio very often, Andy.
Now, hopefully you won't tonight. Text C to 21003 if you want this song to win Song Fight. Don't text and drive because that's dumb. And usual rate to apply is what the lawyers have us tell you.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah. Classic Rock's next on The Sound. It's 100.3 The Sound, Andy in the Afternoon. Let's do this. Let's do some word association. Don't text and drive. Usual text rates apply. But I'm going to throw out a word, and you text 5 words or less to 21003 to take your temperature about that word over the next 10 minutes. The word is healing, whatever that means to you in the face of current events. 21003, 5 words or less. While we play this, Tom Petty, 100.3 The Sound.
Well, that's going to be fun.
What? Healing?
Do you mean the shoes with the little wheels on
it's
the back of them?
It's not all a laugher.
Oh, right. You're right.
Sometimes,
right. Sometimes the laughter is serious.
We can introspect. Wants to break it down. What you got, Christian?
Can I just reference the Jimmy Buffett's band is called the Coral Reefer Band?
Mm-hmm.
That guy is a gosh darn genius.
People
that
go see Jimmy Buffett really, really love him.
Yeah, and they should. He's awesome. You know, I don't have any Jimmy Buffett to break down, but at the end of Foreigner's Double Vision, Andy, this magic occurs.
Ooh, double vision.
Is this all Lou Gramm?
I don't think so.
Ooh, double vision.
Sounds like there's some other dudes in there.
There's a Mick or two in it?
For sure.
Ooh,
Yeah.
Taking me out of my head.
Ooh, I mean, he means it.
My double vision. Ooh, oh. Seeing double, double.
Double vision.
Seeing double, double.
Now I want to go to In-N-Out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, man, I'll put Lou Graham at the height of his powers up against...
You can do some words that I can't say on the air. My song fight pick lost to one of your piffly things.
Well,
I mean...
I have good taste. Good stuff, though. That was fun.
Was it? Why don't you go fall off on your stupid hoverboard?
I'm on a hoverboard right now, it's true. I'm working on my core. My balance.
Working on something.
It's the sound.
Annoying me.
Cynthia Fox is full of great ideas.
She is.
She just suggested you bring in your girlfriend so I could play Twister with her.
No, that's not,
I think that's what she was saying.
Well, that's not the idea that I thought was great.
And then we could sing this song. It's Greg Kinn, 100.3 The Sound. I'm willing.
Yeah. Are you?
I'm just telling. I'm willing to play Twister.
Bullet. If she wants. Way to take the bullet.
It's nice. That's something.
Round one. Fight.
Fight. It is time for Song Fight. Every day at 3:40, we each pick a song, and then you tell us which one wins. Because really, I think that the artists, they made the songs not to help us examine the human condition, not to, you know, improve mankind in any way. It's for us to fight over.
It's for them to beat other artists.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a competition. Mm-hmm. So today, I chose this song.
Hey, yeah, rock and roll, rock on, ooh, my soul. Hey, yeah, boogie doo, DJ.
It's a medley of David Essex's hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Rock on. If you want this one, you got to text A to 21003. A to 21003. Do that now. Or if you like Christian song.
Oh, that's a great little song.
Pick the Beatles. Wow, I wonder if you'll have any luck with them. Best of luck. Text C to 21003 if you don't think this is shooting fish in a barrel. And pandering just a little bit.
What a beautiful song, Andy.
Yeah, it's a gem.
A real gem.
Don't text and drive, because that's silly. And also, usual text rates apply. I need to tell you all that stuff. Or, I guess you could sue. So, in just a moment, why don't we play some more of those Beatles?
Oh.
I've got something in mind.
They've got more than one song?
Yes. No. They have 308 of them.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. We'll play one next on The Sound. It's 100.3 The Sound. Christian, I don't know if people appreciate some of the magic that the Beatles engineering staff had to pull off.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry Fields Forever.
Yep.
John Lennon likes the beginning of one take.
Yes.
And the end of a completely different take done on a different day.
To a different tempo.
To a different tempo.
And slightly different key because of the tuning of the recording at the time.
So he's getting ready to leave and say, put that one with that one.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff Emmerich, the engineer and...
genius.
And George Martin say, but they're totally... He's like, you'll figure it out. And guess what? They do.
They did.
With the use of a Verispeed and... These two hands, they found their flashlight. And got
those two hands?
These two. Wow. It's 100.3 The Sound.
Those are famous hands.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
I still have a Gene Autry watch that my mom gave me when I was about 7 years old, and it still works.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
100.3 The Sound. It's 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock. And also behind the scenes, we're having a little fun in the studio. Join us on Facebook Live on Andy in the Afternoon or 100.3 The Sound. We're going to play some games. And I think I might hover the rest of the 100 minutes.
So annoying.
What?
You're
sounds like someone's jealous.
With yourself, aren't
someone's
you?
Jealous of a hoverboard. I'm the only Los Angeles disc jockey doing their program on a hoverboard right now.
Yeah,
I think.
There's a, yeah, it's Let's get that confirmed, actually. Yeah. It's a supposition, Chandles.
Let's tune in La Raza for a few minutes and see.
La Raza!
On a finding. 100.3 The Sound. It's 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock on 100.3 The Sound.
Let's go,
hey,
Chandles.
Do you have an amazing talent? You know, Mark in the Morning is looking for you. We want you to come down to the OC Fair, and you can show it maybe on July 23rd. So you want to text TALENT, followed by your talent, to 21003, and maybe you'll be chosen. Standard messaging rates apply. Don't text and drive. I have a talent. I can disc jockey while on a hoverboard and playing Sorry in the sound studios. Bet you'd pay to see that, wouldn't you? Get an elephant ear, OC Fair. Hear me? This thing on? Did y'all come in one car? Christian's going to take us for a closer look at one of the greatest albums ever made.
I mean, good Lord. If you don't know the story behind Rumors, you need to get into it because it's extraordinary. But
now here you go again. You say you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down? It's all right that you should play the way you feel it, but listen carefully to the sound of your loneliness.
Hold on.
Like a heartbeat drives you mad in the stillness of remembering what you had and what you lost.
Here's the real magic.
What you have and what you lost. Oh, thunder only happens when it's raining. Players only love you when they're playing. Say women, they will come.
Beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Don't forget, you can get tickets to my July 30th breakdown at the Swing House Studios in Atwater Village. Go to the Andy in the Afternoon page or the Sounds website. I'll be doing Bob Seger's Hollywood Nights for sure, and the other one I'm still not sure about yet, Andy.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
And we all used to know the name of every cowboy hero's horse. What was the name of Gene Autry's horse? I don't remember. I think it was Roy or something like this.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
Round one. Fight.
Every day at 3:40, we each pick a song, and then you text and tell us which one wins. We call it Song Fight. Hey, Christian, you're in a pretty good mood. You won a game of Sorry.
And I'm about to lose it
because
you won.
You got tickets.
Song
you're going to be going to a great show this weekend, Peter Gabriel and Sting.
Mm-hmm.
So does that lessen the sting of not...
Not really.
...winning this? No? Okay.
No.
By a difference of 6 votes. 51-49%. David Essex, Rock On, is the winner tonight. When's the last time you heard this?
It's a good one. Well, I heard the intro of it about 3 hours ago, and I didn't care about it then, so I care about it less now.
Well, maybe there'll be a part of it that grabs you.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100 minutes commercial-free on 100.3 The Sound. Kids, Rock On. Oh, we're just playing music by legends, 100.3 The Sound. It's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. Breakdown man.
Well, anytime we're going to play some Halen, you got to go to the spirit animal of our afternoon show here, Diamond Diggly David. And this second verse is just really something.
You know, I found the simple life. One sound so simple. No, when I jumped out on that road, got no love, no love you'd call real. Got nobody waiting at home.
I mean, he gets that into a song, everybody. Like, check it out. Let's listen to it again. He manages to get this. Hold on, I gotta turn it all the way up. Get this, ready? Nobody else has ever done that.
With the devil.
Before or since.
Oh God, I'm running.
Oh yeah.
Running with the devil. Run one more time.
There's nobody who could have been the singer for this band.
That's fantastic.
Don't forget, I will be appearing at Swing House July 30th for one of my live sessions there. I'll be breaking down two songs, an hour on each song. One of them will definitely be Bob Seger's Hollywood Nights. So go to the Andy in the Afternoon page. The ticket link is there. Or go to the Sounds website and the ticket link is there. July 30th, it's a night out, Andy.
It's a slow motion doodly. Doodly, 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 doodly. It's just doodling with a purpose.
It's doodling.
Yes. Slow, slow, calm doodling. Hey, are you excited about the Rams coming to town? I know I am.
Yes.
Christian doesn't care about sports.
Love me some hockey.
He's not an American.
Let's go.
No,
Ram-a-dam-a-lam-a-ding-dong.
No. But the Rams are back. I'm excited, and I think you're excited, too. If you want to be part of the Ram fam, not Ram Jam, Ram fam, you text Rams to 21003. Messaging and data rates apply. Don't text and drive and all that good business. But we'll keep you up to date on all the Rams info, kickoffs, and chances to win special VIP tickets, all that stuff. It's the Ram fam. Text Rams to 21003 because this right here, is the official FM home of the Rams. 100.3 The Sound. We're going to say goodbye with song, Lawrence Welk style, in just a second so we can get out of the way and Rita can rock you right the rest of the night on 100.3 The Sound. Hey, everybody, it's 100.3 The Sound. I'm Andy. That's Christian. Sammy's in the background blowing bubbles. We're all on Facebook Live because we've got nothing better to do. I'm going to endorse you on Facebook or on LinkedIn, Sammy, for bubble blowing. And Christian's doing the mouth harp.
It's useless.
You got to bite it between your teeth.
I just smacked myself in the tongue with it. That hurts. It's a stupid instrument. Made this as an idiot.
Good night. Sleep tight.
That just hurt. Caught my tongue. Caught my tongue again.
Wish and a prayer.
Caught my tongue again.
Comes true. And though it's all sweet sorrow, to part.
Out.
Come on, you'll always remain in my heart. This is the best one yet.
Out.
Good night. Sleep tight. Pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish.
Don't try this at home.
And
kids.
A prayer. Every dream comes true.
Out.
And now until we meet again, say adios.
Adios.
Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Oh. Good night, saddest boy. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Libby.
My tongue's never going to be the same.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah?
Had a real nice time with you today. Rita Wild's going to come in, and she's going to show you that we're silly.
And hacks.
Yeah, by comparison. She's got a great album side tonight at 11 o'clock, so stick around. Have fun with her. We'll be back with you at 3 o'clock tomorrow, 100.3 The Sound. Kristen's going to learn how to do the jaw harp.
Bye,
I'll give you a lesson in the jaw harp.
Sounds
it doesn't
sounds wrong.
Didn't mean for that to sound so bad. Mm.